AP Radio News. I'm Tim McGuire. One of the brightest young stars in Major League Baseball, 24-year-old Miami Marlins pitcher Jose Fernandez, has been killed in a boating accident early this morning off Miami Beach. AP Shelley Adler has details.
The U.S. Coast Guard says Jose Fernandez was one of three people killed in a boat crash off Miami Beach early today. The Marlins didn't immediately release details other than releasing a statement confirming the death. The Marlins say, quote, they're devastated by the tragic loss of Jose Fernandez, adding our thoughts and prayers are with his family at this very difficult time. The Marlins game today at home against Atlanta has been canceled. I'm Shelley Adler.
Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton will debate tomorrow night, and while both campaigns say they'll address the issues, Clinton has also invited billionaire Mark Cuban, a frequent Trump critic, as one of her guests. That drew a tweet from Trump that he would invite Jennifer Flowers, drawing this response from Clinton campaign manager Robbie Mook on ABC's This Week.
He is a reality TV star. He's very experienced at providing television entertainment. The presidency is not about entertainment.
Trump vice presidential running mate Mike Pence on Fox News Sunday says the candidate was poking fun.
Donald Trump's tweet was really mocking the fact that Hillary Clinton was trying to distract attention away from this moment in our national life.
After days of protests demanding the release of body cam and dash cam video in the Charlotte, North Carolina police shooting death of Keith Lamont Scott, investigators have released some of the footage. His brother-in-law, Ray Dodge, says the videos raise more questions than answers.
It does not make sense to us. How was it possible that this incident resulted in the loss of life? It just does not make sense, and it is not clear in the videos that were released.
This is AP Radio News. Some 24 hours after five people, including an elderly woman and a teenage girl, were killed in a shooting Friday night inside a Macy's at a mall in Burlington, Washington, a 20-year-old man was arrested. Island County Sheriff's Lieutenant Mike Howley was one of many police officers looking for Arkan Chetin when he spotted him walking along a roadside.
Kind of zombie-like, about the best I can describe for him. He did not have a weapon with him. He had a satchel, leather satchel, appeared to be a computer inside the bag. Moments later, Oak Harbor Police Department and detectives from Mount Vernon PD arrived on scene and they took him into custody.
Chetin is a legal permanent resident who emigrated from Turkey. College football results. Number one Alabama blanked Kent State 48-0. Third-ranked Louisville thumped Marshall 59-28, while Michigan crushed Penn State 49-10. Other top 10 winners, Houston, Stanford, Washington, and Texas A&M. I'm Tim McGuire, AP Radio News.